Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talks Astros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day, and the Astros are winners, a two-game winning streak. How many teams can say that this year? Probably a lot of teams. But Dusty Baker seems to be pulling all the right strings recently, and we have some reinforcements on the way, and we get to play the A's for a five-game series coming up. So there's so much to talk about on this Locked On Astros podcast. And don't forget, you can get Locked On Astros on Podcast Nep, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Wherever the heck you listen to podcasts, you can probably find Locked On Astros there. I have a special guest today. You probably remember him. He thinks he's all that and a bag of chocolate or whatever the phrase is. And Will Moriarty, how are you doing, sir?
I'm pretty good. Eric, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just trying to get used to this new teaching environment that we're in. But overall, it's been kind of fun, but same time, just kind of challenging. And at times, it's kind of like talking to a wall, because you're literally talking to a wall, especially when...
Yeah, it's literally like that, yeah.
Yeah, so, but kids come back on Tuesday, I believe, and so we're looking forward to that. And my smallest class is going to be three kids inside the classroom. So basically, if there's two kids absent that day in that class, I'm going to have to get a sub just to come in, just so I'm not one-on-one with the student. So this is just crazy how everything is this year. But the Astros have been having a little bit of weird season as well. They got off to a little bit slow start, and you can understand that with how their offseason kind of transpired. And it feels like Jose Altuve is still trying to find out who he is this year. And I know that there's been a lot of controversy over the offseason, and he seems to be the one that's kind of taking it on the knee, so to speak. And speaking of that, he left today's game because of right knee discomfort. Right knee discomfort. Does that scare you at all, Will?
I don't know if scared is the word. I'm just kind of not terribly shocked. You know, when he suffers these sorts of scrapes, or a guy like Springer, frankly, just because that's the style of baseball they play. They both play extremely hard-nosed baseball, and they're both getting older. And so I think that's just kind of going to be a thing. When you combine those two factors, I think you're just going to see more of that in years to come. It wouldn't shock me at all if slowly but surely you see into the next decade, you see both those guys, you know, games played per season drops a little bit, and the days on the injured list climbs up a little bit. Just kind of how Mother Nature rolls.
So you're saying it's an age thing. So how would you explain Yordan Alvarez's knees? And he had knee surgery on both knees. Come on. You can't blame that on age. But I know Alvarez is kind of a big guy. But Dusty Baker said that Jose Altuve is getting MRI on his right knee, which is the same one he had knee surgery on right after the 2018 season. We all remember that Red Sox series, and he had a surgery immediately right after. But hopefully it's nothing major. Hopefully it's just maybe discomfort. But it looked like when he slid into third base today, he was trying to reach the wrong base, if you understand what I mean. And I know that a lot of people across baseball are like, ha-ha, that's like a kick in the balls, something like that. So, but overall, what's been your overall impression on the Astros so far in this limited half of a season, whatever we've played?
I guess kind of impressed that they've managed to stay somewhat above water, given, you know, the amount of injuries. A few weeks ago, it was just insane. I mean, every day, almost every single day, there was just some other awful news about an injury. They look like they've maybe, knock wood, dodged a very big bullet, maybe getting Verlander back some point this season. But we'll have to see about that. Hopefully Alex Bregman can come back strong. I think that you're seeing really solid seasons from guys like Michael Brantley, and then, of course, out of nowhere, Martin Maldonado decided he's a great hitter. Looks like Kyle Tucker is starting to emerge, hopefully, as the kind of reliable regular that certainly everybody hoped he would be. So there are some encouraging signs. Is this a, you know, would this be a championship team, championship caliber team in a normal year? Maybe not, but it's not a normal year. So who knows?
Yeah, I typically, you kind of talk about the rotation a little bit. We'll talk about the rotation a little bit more, but I typically respect what the MLB trade rumors, that website puts out. But the other day I was reading about Jose Urquidy coming back to the rotation on Saturday, and that's good news, by the way. We'll talk about that in a second. But I just love how they said that Zach Greinke and who's the other guy? Somebody else is Christian Javier are basically carrying the team, and then you have others like Lance McCullers who are chipping in, but not they're having a hot and cold season. And so I've never heard of Lance McCullers being referred to as a, well, they just kind of throw him out there. I mean, he is technically the second ace or something like that, but I'm Framber Valdez is the guy I'm thinking about. Javier was among the kind of the rest of the group, but yeah, Verlander is a big loss, and I don't know if you listen to podcasts. I don't really buy that he's coming back this year. I think this is kind of similar to what happened to Lance McCullers in the 2017 season. So we'll have to see what happens, but hopefully it's not, hopefully he's not that bad. Or no, the 2018 season, I meant to say. But the Astros did win a game today, and they did so with another Kyle Tucker RBI. He now has 30 on the season. And Michael Brantley, after kind of a slow start, he's starting to get up there in terms of RBIs, but he still trails behind Kyle Tucker. Who would have thought that? I mean, just with all the crap that Kyle Tucker got early in his career, it's really amazing to see him doing this. And Maldonado is batting .272 right now. He had a 2-for-2 day, including a opposite field homer. And they're joking on the TV that Dusty Baker said earlier in the season, why don't you go the opposite way? You've got power there. And Maldonado was like, no, I can't do that. I can't hit for power that way. And so when Maldonado got back to the dugout, you see Dusty Baker with mask on and glove going, you see, I told you so. I told you so. You should have listened to me. So what's been the biggest surprise so far this season?
As much as I love him as a catcher, certainly seeing Machete just kind of take the world by storm as a hitter, certainly I would think has been the biggest surprise. As far as I think possibly the most impactful piece of news, it's definitely like you were just talking about, and like I mentioned earlier, Kyle Tucker, you know, slowly starting to show that potential that Jeff Luhnow and the Astros, saw him for years. And it was that potential. It was that confidence they had in his future that kept him in the organization when a whole lot of other guys got dealt to bring in names like Justin Verlander, names like Gerrit Cole, names like Zach Greinke.
If you're a business owner or a boss or a regional manager or assistant to the regional manager, and you're looking around and you don't see the potential in your employers anymore, and you want to find somebody else, why don't you go to Indeed.com? It's the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you the full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there's no long-term contracts. Josh Reddick is about to do. He doesn't want to do any more long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need or the important member of your bullpen if you need somebody, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th. So I know that yesterday when I asked Will to come on this podcast, he said, dude, we need to hang out some more and just, I'll get onto the podcast afterwards. So what if Will and I are watching the baseball game and we're like, we're hungry, but we don't want to go anywhere because we're watching the game. And let's say that he's not there, but Zach Greinke's throwing a no hitter and you're like, well, I don't want to jinx it. So what do you do? Why don't you try Postmates? Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver it. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, aka beer, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will give you what you need within an hour. No more trips to the store. Download the app in Apple or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for the first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That code is locked on for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code LOCKEDON. All right, guys, with the Astros in the AL West, it appears that the Astros have a good shot of making the playoffs. And I know the next road trip is pretty crucial. I know they're going to play some key games versus the A's, and I know they're going to play some big games against the Padres. And no, sorry, that's old news, but we're going to have to play those stupid Dodgers again. And the Dodgers, I don't know what it was the first time, Will, but it just seemed like the Astros they just didn't want to be there. They didn't want to play the Dodgers, and there's just so much going on there. But I know that...
Oh, yes.
Yes. So there's a lot of stuff there. So I know that George Springer said that this stretch is a big stretch for us, and it's going to be a long stretch. It's going to be a grind. And Alex Bregman, who's still not activated off the IL yet, he says we want to play the best baseball down the stretch. So can you talk a little bit about the expanded playoffs? Why is it okay to kind of assume that the Astros are going to make the playoffs?
Well, because it's, with this kind of modified season, you're going to more of an NBA style of the playoffs where it's a little less exclusive to just simply say you've made the postseason. If you have, eight teams going in from each league, like I said, you're getting more towards kind of NBA territory where, you know, if you're average to anything north of average, you're in the postseason. Whereas traditionally, baseball has been a little more exclusive about who gets in. I'm in a minority of fans that I would actually prefer to see long-term baseball kind of go back to a much more exclusive postseason. I could kind of do without the wild card altogether, frankly, but that's not where things are in 2020, and it's not going to be where things are, you know, anytime soon either. But yeah, that's, you know, basically the reason that the Astros are in pretty good shape for the playoffs is because, you know, quite simply, it's going to be easier to make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, the two top teams in each division will make the playoffs, and then two additional wild card teams. So basically, that one team, one division could have three playoff teams or more. Possibly all four, but I don't think any division is that good. But luckily, the Astros are in the AL West this year. And let's go ahead and stop and do our segment that's called Thoughts by Dusty.
Thoughts by Dusty.
All right, so here's what Dusty Baker had to say. You can't figure that you're going to playoffs until you're in the playoffs. We can't think that way. Number one, if there's somebody that's going to win the division, it might as well be us. We're within reach. We definitely got to do better than the trip we had last time out west. We're really looking forward to it. This was the Thoughts by Dusty. So basically he's saying that I don't care if we're guaranteed to make the playoffs. We're not looking to be that wild card team. We're looking to basically be the number one seed. And you can't blame him for that. But looking at the Rangers, I know the Rangers kicked our butt in that first game, mostly due to the bullpen imploding, Ryan Pressly. And then you had the balk, and then he had two errors and an error by Carlos Correa. But the Rangers look like a joke right now, especially after they traded some of their better players. I know Mike Minor is not having a great season. Todd Frazier, I don't really care that much about. But you're doing a little bit of research about the Rangers.
Yeah, Eric, you just hate to see the Rangers doing badly. I mean, you just hate to see it, don't you? No, I'm lying. You don't hate to see it. You don't hate to see it at all. So the Texas Rangers right now do not have a single hitter who has played 19 or more games who has an OPS of 745 or more. That is like really, really, really not good. And the pitching isn't, I mean, when Jordan Lyles is in your rotation in the year 2020, that's not a good sign either. Yeah, it is rough going for the Rangers at this first year at Globe Life Field, at Globe Life Park, at Globe Life Stadium or Arena or whatever it is that they're very proud of. So, like I said, you don't hate to see it. And, they're not quite Mariners bad, I guess, but, to me, the only three teams that are probably, from all that I can see, the Astros are headed into, a few years coming up where certainly the A's are going to pose a challenge to kind of the top spot where the Astros have been for several years. And the Angels certainly improved over last offseason. And, they might kind of assert themselves a little more. There's really not a reason that an LA-based team should be just kind of irrelevant for, years and years and years on end anyway. I think for the foreseeable future, this division is about those two or three teams.
Well, the Rangers went out and got all these new starters. They brought in Jordan Lyles, like you mentioned earlier, and then they brought in Kirk something. I forgot his name. But, the Rangers have had decent pitching from Lance Lynn, but this dude has done a transformation. He looks like Evan Gattis out there pitching. He's got that big beard, and he's kind of put on some pounds. But the dude was still dealing before today's game, and he gave up 6 runs. So I'm really surprised with how good Lance Lynn has been this season that he was not traded at the trade deadline. I think that kind of goes to speak where the Rangers think they are. They think that they are maybe one or two players away from bringing a good team to Home Depot, and that way you can have some good sales and have all the wood in the outfield and everything. So, or maybe have a good grill cookout or something like that. But the Rangers are not necessarily a good team right now, but the Astros are looking like a better team right now. They're counting on a lot of young pitchers, and I don't remember the last time I've seen this many young pitchers, but it sounds like there's some people coming back pretty soon. We already talked about Jose Urquidy possibly coming back and being a starter, and I believe that he's going to start one of the games Saturday, and Brandon Belak is going to start the other game. But we have some other players coming back, and we're talking about players like Brad Peacock, and else do we got? We have Chris Davinsky. Alex Bregman could be coming because these guys were all added to the taxi squad, so to speak. So they're going to travel with them, and then they can kind of be activated at any time during a road trip. So my question is who would be the odd man out? I know that with Peacock, everybody's going to say, be a genie, get out of here, go pet your puppy somewhere else. Perez has looked pretty good. I don't know if Garcia has really pitched a lot. Jack Mayfield, he just doesn't seem – I know he played today, but he's not going to get a lot of play.
There.
Yeah. So he's there. He's just a warm body until Bregman gets back. But do you think Bregman will be the odd man out, or do you think they'll go with one of the young kids and Luis Garcia or Perez?
Oh, I would. I mean, if you put a gun in my head, I'd guess the latter. It's baseball is how baseball is, and sometimes if you're a proven veteran, I guess or you know, just a veteran at all, you can buy yourself some staying power on a roster when, you know, maybe, you know, maybe it's not the best decision on the merits. You know, frankly, I would think that there's no reason in the world to me why anybody should be moved off of the roster just for the sake alone of putting Biagini or Devinsky on it.
No, Biagini's on the team. Biagini's
no,
on
I know that's
team.
What I'm saying. Yes. Okay. Like, but he came back from the IL earlier this year, yes. Right? And somebody mm-hmm. had to go.
Right.
Yeah. So
money. Money talks.
Yeah, well, and you know, so I mean, there's no compelling reason, you know, for certain guys, frankly, why? I mean, if the young guys are all failing and the Astros just need, you know, warm bodies who can eat innings and just kind of put out fires, then so to speak, then
that's on Tuesday, or I think we're gonna hit against Mike Fire, so hopefully.
Oh, speaking of that, by the way, you were mentioning Rangers and physical appearances. Has anybody ever noticed? Anybody ever seen Chris Woodward and Mike Fiers in the same room, same time?
No.
I digress.
Is this a Fight Club type thing?
I'm just saying. I digress. but yeah, I mean, you can count me, you know, among the folks that would rather see, this year, especially this year, I'd rather see every
young kid,
every chance possible, every inning possible given to a young pitcher who can prove what he has to offer.
Yeah. Especially with what they've done this year. Like, they've counted on an unprecedented amount of young people, and some of them have struggled a little bit, but overall, I mean, you can't argue with what Christian Javier did. Brandon Belak, he gave you some good innings before the league kind of finished him out. And about it's about 9 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, and I heard this loud groan about around noon today when the Roberto Clemente Award nominees were nominated for every team in the league. And guess who was nominated as the Astros representative? Alex Bregman. So you know that all the Dodgers fans are like, come on, he cheated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's so. It still hasn't, you know, we just all need to get used to the fact, I'm sure most of us are used to the fact by now, but this story, obviously, it was the effect of it on this season was blunted to a very great extent by a pandemic. I mean, that's what it took to make the Astros not the number one story in baseball, was an actual pandemic. But the fact is that this unfortunate situation is going to be around, and it's going to be a thing for years to come. And, you know, a large part of that, frankly, is because, like you were talking about the Dodgers, you know, hate Astros articles and hate Astros tweets from blue check marks, those are going to get clicks and shares and all that, because the Astros, you know, in 2017, they went through the Yankees and the Dodgers. And, you know, thought experiment for you, if the 2017 team had been exposed for this same sign-stealing scandal, and instead of the teams that they went through like the Twins and then maybe the Reds or something like this, would, I think the media reaction to this story would be a little different. I mean, I just don't think it would be this, I certainly don't think this story would just be as just all consuming as it was before the pandemic. I mean, but the fact is that, you know, this is a story that resonates in the top one and two media markets in the country, and several other top 10 markets. So there you go.
Well, unfortunately, the Astros say happy trails to Fernando Rodney. They brought him in when they were desperate for a bullpen, but then all the young guys started kind of stepping up, and they didn't really need Fernando Rodney, and maybe he was not really major league ready. I mean, he was coming from the Sugar Land Skeeters and an independent team, so... But happy trails to him. They got him out of contract or whatever. And unfortunately, it looks like Brooks Raley, he wasn't available today. He said his back tightened up after his appearance yesterday. That's why he only faced one batter. But I don't know if you listened to the podcast, but Brett is really high on Brooks Raley, and so it's good that he has somebody to root on, the kind of underdog. But the Astros kind of feel like an underdog this season, especially with everybody against them, and people don't really understand why. It's such a big deal, but this road trip is a big deal, because last time they went through a 2-8 road trip and a 10-game road trip and include the A's, and the Padres crushed them. And they had a hard time kind of adapting to the coronavirus protocols on the road, which limit the players and staff staying in their hotels. They can't go to strip clubs. They can't go to restaurants. They can't go hang out with their friends. They can't do what Mike Clevenger and Zach Plesac did. And speaking of which, I know you're not a big Clevenger fan. Can you believe that he was traded to the Padres? And how did the Padres get him? I mean, he's basically the Indians' ace, and they got him for nothing. And so that Padres team is going to be pretty darn good. But are you sad to see him go?
You mean from the American League?
Yeah.
No, I'm just, I suppose there is a cosmic justice in Mike Clevenger getting kicked to the curb. That's all I'll say about that.
Yeah, so it's going to be weird. I know that the Astros are probably going to play the Padres again. Let me check on that, but I'm pretty sure they're going to play the Padres again at some point. So, but
That Dodgers series is really the one to watch. You alluded to it earlier. I'm mildly surprised that the Astros haven't had more problems this season with kind of extracurricular stuff. They've really only had two ball games where things have gotten pretty wild, but that Joe Kelly game was really rough, and I think if somebody does something dumb in that series that's coming up next week, I think you could see a really ugly series, and hopefully dumb heads don't prevail and cooler heads do.
Yeah, so looking at the Astros schedule for the rest of the season, the Astros already have 21 wins. They're going to guarantee basically get 35-plus, because this is the rest of the schedule. They play 4 games versus the Angels, then they play 5 games versus the A's, 2 games versus the Dodgers, then they come back they come back home to face the Rangers again. Arizona, they're a halfway decent team, but then they play the Mariners for 3 games and the Rangers for 4 games. So, like I said, luckily they play the an AL West, because it's kind of outside of the A's and the Dodgers and maybe the Diamondbacks. The rest of the schedule is pretty weak for the Astros. And that game Sunday, September 13th, is an ESPN game, and that's against the Dodgers. And a Saturday game is a Fox game. So you know that they all want to see what happens when they go and play at that ballpark. So I think that's all we got for this Locked On Astros podcast. Will, I don't think I did this. Where can they find you on Twitter?
Oh, they can find me on Twitter at WillMoriarty86. That is WillMoriarty86. All kinds of fun and games.
Alrighty, guys. So that's all we got for this week's podcast. And thanks for listening all week. And we'll be back for Sunday night for Monday's show. And hopefully we'll be talking about sweeping the Angels and heading out up over to face the A's and Mike Fiers. So hopefully we'll have a lot to talk about next week. And that's all we got. Don't forget to go check out my friend Sully over at the Locked On MLB podcast.